Hey guys, jump back in here quick. Had another thought and something I think is just important to think about when you are creative. And this is film, photography, even the written word. If you are a freelancer, if you're an independent third party that wants to work with brands and companies, you have to be able to critically dive into a brand, into their product, and be able to show up to a conversation with that brand, that party, that marketing manager, the product lead, whatever it is, and say, here is something I think I can provide that is outside the realm of what you traditionally do that provides value. It's very few brands that just need a warm body there with a camera. And I feel like I run into this a lot with photographers and filmers, is they want you to tell them what they need to do. But the whole point of going out to a third party who claims to be good at providing XYZ, the whole point of hiring you is to make my job easier. It's to make the brand's job easier. Hey, we need to sell this product. We need a video of this. Oh, okay. Well, I've studied your product. I've looked at all the other videos you have. I've, you know, read some forums, yada, yada, yada. Here's the answer that I think you need for this problem that you have. Because anytime you go out, you know, I work for Stone Glacier. I hire photographers. It's not so much that we have a problem, but kind of. Like, the problem is like, we need other people to help us acquire content of our product in use, in the field, in dynamic situations. You know, we need people to create content around skilled hunters who are out there doing rad things. That's why we hire people. I don't want to have to be a singular entity that dictates all of what we capture and do. And that's how most brands are, whether they know it or not. Like, that's why you don't just hire two or three in-house people. There's creativity, there's opportunity that exists outside of just the brand sphere. And it just seems like there's not a lot of original thought. There's not a lot of creative side existing in a lot of photographers, more so in the film, because film is a more complicated way to tell a story. I think it requires more creative and original thought than photography does in a lot of ways. But be able to present some original ideas, like, they might not get approved or they might not hit the mark, but being able to say, hey, I looked at your brand, here's what I would do, or here are things that I can provide that your company isn't currently doing, or here's how I can elevate the level of whatever it is you're asking me to come in and be involved with. Don't just enter the conversation and be like, hey, well, you guys need to tell me what you want. Yeah, like, that works sometimes, for sure. Like, there are times where we know what we want and we'll give you that. But when you approach brands from an independent standpoint of, hey, you know, like, looking for work or thinking that you have good opportunities for a brand to be involved with, be able to provide original ideas and why they're valuable. Like, hey, I think I could shoot these photographs for you on this hunt. Here's why I think they're valuable. Here's where I think they fit some gaps or maybe some holes that I see in your brand. Like, if you can't come to the table and tell me what you think that we're not doing well or right, like, that's why, like, really, that's why we're hiring people, is because we can't do it all. If we could do it all and do it perfectly, we wouldn't need to go hire people, you know? And the whole point of hiring someone is that they need to be able to critically observe what it is we're doing and where can you be an asset, right? Like, the overall picture is let's all work hard to improve and to progress and to push forward. So it's a good thing to keep in mind. It does take a lot of practice. So every time you approach a client, you should try to have a variety of ideas ahead of time, you know, prioritize them. You might cut some of them out of your pitch or those conversations, but learn to start generating a multitude of ideas. You know, almost view yourself as an ad agency. Like an ad agency is probably going to present clients with a multitude of ideas. The client's going to kind of get to pick and have a discussion on what makes the most sense, because as the third party, like, you're not working inside the walls of that brand every day. You probably don't have some internal knowledge. You don't have all the information. And that's where the conversation, you know, starts, and then you progress and you build a relationship. And having those conversations, you're forced to build a relationship, which is good for the longevity of actually working with those brands versus, hey, we need a guy to go shoot. Yeah, just go just spray and pray for a week. And then you deliver it and it's just mediocre and like there's not a lot of substance there. You know, I would always encourage people to dive deeper, to really dig down, like, what are things, you know, if you don't have ideas, like, what are things that I can shoot? What are some specifics? What are, like, know the product. And this is something that I'm guilty of, not as much anymore, but was earlier on, is just go learn the product. Know the product, know the technologies, know what it does, know what problem it solves, know a lot about it. Because if you don't, it's pretty tough to market it. Like, that's generally the primary goal of content, is to be able to market it to a customer or a potential customer, or explain the value of it. Or, you know, if it's a branding piece, then you really need to know it, right? Like, you need to be able to communicate the identity of what that piece is all about, who the users are, what the activities are, what those generally look like. So yeah, it's just something that I've ran into. It's a good thing to think about, and it will definitely help you grow in whatever space you're working in. And I think it will lead to more quality long-term relationships with clients.